The International Franchise Association and Social Geek Radio present MITPod, the Marketing, Innovation, Technology Podcast. I'm Jack Munson, your host, social media consigliere, and MC for the event this October called the Marketing, Innovation, Technology Conference, MITCON, in Austin, Texas. Each week, we'll be chatting with thought leaders who are speaking at MITCON. This week, I'm joined by my co-chair for the MITCON event. It's Marina O'Rourke, VP of IT at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Hey, Marina.
Hey, good morning, Jack. How are you?
I am doing great. Can't wait to talk a little bit more about MITCON and what we're up to this October in Austin. Before we dive into that, give us a little bit of your background. What's your story?
Well, thanks, Jack. I have been leading technology transformation in franchise businesses since 2003. I've had a real passion for supporting franchisees through innovative technology to help drive profitability, control cost, and really drive a wonderful guest experience at all the different points where guests want to interact with the brand. Most recently, before I joined Tropical Smoothie at the end of 2017, I spent about 5.5 years at ServiceMaster, where I supported the 5 home services franchise brands there. And prior to that, I was at Subway, where I led technology for almost 10 years. And it was a very exciting time to be with that brand. And I had the opportunity to support brand strategy and brand expansion through the implementation of innovative retail technologies, including Subway POS, online ordering, and business intelligence. So franchising is in my blood. At Tropical Smoothie, we are, we're doing some really interesting and fun things, including, of course, point of sale. And so it's exciting. Tropical Smoothie is a really exciting, growing brand, and we've got wonderful franchisees. So I'm having a lot of fun.
And it sounds like you're having fun, and you've been in the right place at the right time during a lot of these very cool brands and very big brands expansion. And a lot of that had to do with innovation and technology as far as their expansion goes. So I think it's perfect that we're kicking off the event in October with a session that you're putting together and moderating with some CEOs talking about innovation. Tell us about that session.
Yes, it's really going to be exciting. So the title of this session is Igniting Innovation. Take your brand to the next level with marketing and technology. You know, Jack, today's top brands would not be there where they were if it weren't for innovation, right? You know, brands that are winning are focused on innovation. And the power that marketing and technology have when they come together is what launches companies past average and to the top. And so this informal session is designed for marketing and technology leaders to think about their own brand's progression with innovation, learn from CEOs and founders, including Renee Israel, the founder of Doc Popcorn, and she's also a strategic advisor for brand development with Next Bite Brands. So it's really going to be an interesting opportunity. It's a casual session, and we really want folks to come with any questions they've got, and it should really be a thought starter for folks and a really nice kickoff to the event.
Yeah, I want to emphasize to anyone coming into Austin for the MITCON event, make sure you get there early. Don't come in, late night on Wednesday thinking that everything cool is happening Thursday and Friday. Make sure you get there in time on Wednesday to go to this kickoff event on Wednesday afternoon. Plus, happy hour happens right after it. No pressure. No pressure to keep it short, Marina.
Yeah, I never like being that person standing between folks in the bar. So.
Yeah, that's a dangerous position to be in. So we promise to keep it short. Let's talk a little bit about our big keynote speaker that was just announced a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I'm really excited about her. Dr. Tricia Wang is a recognized leading authority on digital transformation, operationalizing data science, customer experience, and ethics of personal data usage and artificial intelligence. And you know, big data is a term that gets thrown around a lot. And the reality is that companies who are winning are using micro-segmentation to create personalized guest experiences, which really increases brand loyalty. She uses a term that I think is really interesting. She talks about thick data.
Thick data?
Element.
Okay,
yes,
thick.
Thick.
Got it.
Data. And she defines it as the human element that is invisible to quantitative data analysis. So I think this is going to be a fascinating session.
And I think it's very timely, too, as we're talking about data in the same realm as privacy and personal information. At the same time, we're talking about data improving the customer experience. It feels like all of these areas that we're talking about in marketing and technology are all kind of coming together, and Dr. Wang is right in the middle of all of this, it feels like.
Absolutely. And you know, you're absolutely right. Brands today are taking a look at the California Consumer Protection Act. And so at the same time that we are all looking at how we leverage data, we're also very conscious of the fact that we need to protect that data and we need to respect the privacy and choices that folks make when they either choose to give us their data or ask us not to use it. So it's really important that as folks are building systems, that they're architecting these systems in such a way that they are really putting the guest at the forefront, the consumer at the forefront, because it's important. You know, we almost don't even blink anymore when there are data losses with big companies.
Yep.
But it's a very real thing, and it's scary when it's your personal data that is compromised. So I'm excited to hear from her. Her expertise and her background is very interesting. And frankly, as a technology leader who's a woman, I'm excited to hear from another woman in the industry and get her perspective.
Yeah, hear, hear for that. I think, too, she's way out in front of all of these things. So unlike some conferences that you and I go to and, you know, somebody gets up and, you know, pitches some idea or long term, they're trying to sell you something. She's really out in front of all of this stuff. And I think there's really a chance here for us to actually learn and then discuss with all of the other technology and marketing people who are there. Because I think especially when we're talking about privacy and all of the data conversations that happen out there, I don't really think anybody knows where this is going. This is evolving, right? And I think it's places like MITCon where a bunch of business leaders get together and they share ideas, and there's going to be something that comes out of some of those discussions that's drastically going to change what some company does on data issues and on privacy issues next year, because no one really has it figured out. And it's places like this where we figure things like this out.
Well, and the networking is great. I mean, the thing that I have always enjoyed about this conference is to be able to network with my peers. Franchising is a unique industry. We are dealing with independent business owners. And, you know, being able to network with other folks that are in franchising, that are in technology and marketing, and learn. That's the thing that I love about franchising, is that we are open with each other. We understand that technology and marketing are tools. And we're certainly never going to share trade secrets, but we're very open with each other, and folks are always happy to help, you know. Whether it's, hey, we're thinking about new POS, you guys are have already done your RFP, what did you learn? Or whether it's, talking about learning for about different marketing campaigns from the award winners.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I loved about last year, was hearing about IHOP and their IHOB campaign. It was fantastic. And talk about data. That was a great example of where they did something really fun and kitschy, but it really translated into real business results. And they were really able to leverage data. So that was something that was a great learning for me from last year. And I'm excited to learn this year as well. I can't wait to see who the award winners are this year.
Yeah. And aside from the great panelists and sessions that we've got planned, I think you hit the nail on the head as far as learning from peers while you're networking or sitting in some of those sessions or some of the round tables. It seems to me I actually learn more one-on-one chatting with people at an event like this than I do from, you know, even some of the great speakers and sessions. So it's it always reminds me that I need to remind newcomers during the networking times, don't run back to your hotel room and check email and make phone calls. And, you know, don't slip out. And I know you've got business to take care of all day long. We all do. But it's those networking moments and those, you know, chats over coffee between the sessions. That's where I think most of our attendees end up picking up some of the best ideas. And like you said, some of them could even be coming from people in your same industry that you really should be listening to.
Right, absolutely.
So we've got a lot of things on the plate, a lot of topics that we're going to be discussing from privacy issues with Dr. Wang and the big data stuff. What else from the technology side are you looking forward to learning about, speaking about, and you know, really kind of taking back, and maybe it's something that's part of a big trend right now that you're working on. What's looking good to you so far this year?
I'm very excited about the session on IoT with Naeem Zafar of Telesense. He's going to be talking about IoT, and you know, sensor technology is already all around us. It's in our homes, it's in smart devices, and we experience it through beacon technologies and retail and restaurants. He's got a very interesting case study that has to do with supply chain, and I don't want to give away much more than that, but IoT is here, it's here to stay, and it's going to become much more prevalent, and I'm interested in how it is going to become an advantage in business and how it can relate to those of us in franchising, whether we are in service brands or in restaurants, et cetera.
You know, I never put together the idea of IoT connecting with beacon technologies because, you know, to me, and I'm on the marketing side of things, not so much the technology side. When I think of IoT, I'm thinking 5 years ago with, you know, smart refrigerators in your home, right? I'm not making that business connection with retail and restaurant places that are using beacon technologies. So when you said that, a huge light bulb just went off over my head. And it's like, you know what, if you're a marketing person, you might want to show up to some of these technology sessions. And the same for tech people might want to go to some of the marketing sessions too, because I think there's a lot of cool cross-learning that can happen at a show like this.
Absolutely. And let's face it, the lines between marketing and technology are already blurred.
Yeah.
And so we don't work in a vacuum. We need each other, and so many of the things that we do in technology are supporting our colleagues in marketing, and oftentimes they are truly, truly joint ventures, especially when you think about the digital technologies and the collection of data through a lot of these digital systems. IT is able to then come and serve that back to different folks in the business to be able to leverage that data. So it's a partnership, and you know, that's, to me, that's what's really exciting about being in business today, is the collaboration. The silos are really gone. We're, you know, effective businesses are really working together in cross-functional teams, solving business problems, improving and providing solutions for franchisees, and making fantastic guest experiences. That's what's really fun for me.
And I think from the C-suite, and I'm going to put some words in the mouth of your opening panel with the CEOs and founders, I have a feeling some of those folks don't really care if something comes from the marketing side of the business or the technology side of the business, because, you know, to a visionary, it's all part of the same system, right? Like, I don't care who comes up with it. Let's just get it done. So, so I'm glad we've got kind of these two groups of people, marketing and technology, all kind of coming together in Austin, Texas. So a quick note for anyone who's not yet registered or you haven't checked out MITCON, please do so now. It's October 23rd, 24th, and 25th in Austin, Texas. Details and registration are open now at franchise.org/events/MITCON. And for a limited time, we want you to bring a buddy. Attendees who register from the same company receive their second registration for 50% off. I also want to thank some of our MITCON sponsors, the guys from Ularity, Franchise Payments Network, and Franchise Blast. Look forward to seeing all of you in Austin in October. Marina, thanks so much for joining us today. If people want to connect with you, maybe they've got some questions about some of the technology stuff you're working on, or just want to pick your brain and do a little networking with you before MITCON, where's the best place for them to reach you?
Please feel free to look me up on LinkedIn. My last name is spelled O'Rourke, O'Rourke. And I love to connect with folks, so please feel free to reach out to me.
Awesome. And thanks so much for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you in October.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Jack.
And thanks to everyone for listening to MITPod, the Marketing Innovation Technology Podcast. Copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.